Well, Jane Ace is still without a signer on her note to borrow $100 from a finance company. She thought Mr. Neff was interested, but that old gentleman was only trying to find out just how Mr. Ace stood financially and refused to sign. Jane gave away all of Mr. Race's business secrets in the interview with Mr. Neff. This episode takes place in Mr. Race's office a little while after Jane's visit to Mr. Neff. Mr. Race is at his desk as Jane enters. Listen.
Jane, what brings you downtown?
Oh, hello there.
Hello, I didn't know you were coming downtown today.
Yes, I had to come down from business.
Business?
And I got through with it, so I had to drop in at Surly's, and I saw the darlingest coat. It's just
Nothing doing, Jane.
But, dear, it's just for an in-between coat.
Well, you find me at this moment in between the sheriff and a wall, and my back's to the wall. Now, there's no use. You're...
But you don't even know what a bargain it is. You won't even let me tell you how much it is.
It's too much right now, Jane. I'm sorry, but I can't do anything about it. Oh, don't look so crestfallen. I can't help it. I'm in the middle of a big deal. If I put it over, I might do something about it. But as things are right now, I can't.
But if you could only see it on me, and it's only $45. It was $75. That's almost half.
I know it's a bargain, Jane, but I can't do it. And if you'd only stay home, you wouldn't be tempted by dropping into places trying on coats. What did you come downtown for in the first place?
Oh, about that note of mine.
That note?
Yes, I thought I was going to get Mr. Neff to sign it, but after I got
there...
Who
did you say?
Who said that?
Who did you say?
Oh, it was you. Mr. Neff, I went to see.
You went to see Neff about signing your note?
Yes, I called him yesterday, and he said if I came to his office, he would sign it. But after I got there this morning, he said no. So I said, well, why did you tell me...
Just a minute. What goes on here? Why, Mr. Neff? How did you happen to pick him out of all the people in...
Well, I thought of everybody I could, and nobody would sign it. So when I called up Mr. Neff, and he said I could come to his office...
Wait a minute, Jane. You called him up?
Yes.
When was this? Yesterday?
Yes.
Was it about half past... I'm afraid to ask this. Was it about half past one?
Yes, that's when it was, and he wasn't at his office, so they gave me a number to call, and I called it, and there he was.
Was the number South 4230?
Yes, how did you know?
I happen to know my own number.
You're not... Oh, that's right. I thought it sounded familiar. He was here.
And it all begins to dawn on me, too. Here I was, trying to impress him that I had so much money I didn't know what to do with it, and you were telling him you needed $100.
Oh, I understand now what he was talking about when I was at his office.
What was he talking about?
Well, he kept saying that you needed money, or why would I be borrowing $100?
Of course he'd say that. It was a giveaway. Oh, Jane, how could you get mixed up in this? How could
But I wouldn't let him get away with that, dear.
You wouldn't let him get away with what?
Saying you need money. I told him that you had plenty of money.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I told him about the $3,500 you borrowed on your insurance.
The $3,500? Oh, Jane, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said, don't you call $3,500 money?
That finishes me. It's all over.
What? What is it, dear?
I'm through. I might as well close up shop here. I might as well go out of business. The one deal I was banking on, and I had it cinched, too, because he needs this property. And I could have gotten my own price for it if I could have bluffed him through, and now this. You spoiled it.
Spoiled it? Me? How?
By telling him I borrowed money on my insurance. By telling him that you wanted to borrow $100. Don't you see it, Jane? I was trying to make him believe I didn't need money. If he'd have believed that, he would have paid what I wanted for that property. Now he knows I was bluffing. Oh, you did it, Jane.
Oh, I did it.
And a fine job.
Oh, what a dummy I am. Dear, you know I didn't mean to.
What difference does it make if you meant to or not? It's done.
Oh, what a dummy I am. Just call me Charlie MacArthur, because that's all I am. How could I do a thing like that?
Oh, it's beyond me, Jane. It's too late now.
Is it too late, dear? Can't I go back and tell him?
No, don't go near him.
But if I told him I was only fooling or something.
Oh, stop it.
But I'll do anything. Oh, what a dummy I am. I belong on Mr. Bergen's other knee. How could I do
it? Wait a minute. You might go to him at that.
To Mr. Bergen?
Yes, to Mr. No, to Mr. Neff. Or better still, wait a minute. I've got an idea. We've got to act fast. I'll call him up.
Who, Mr. Neff?
Yes, just a minute now. Oh, I only hope he's in. I only hope... How long has it been since you were there?
Oh, about an hour, because after he wouldn't sign, I went over to look at that coat I was telling you
about. I hope I find him in. I'll have him right over here.
Over here?
Yes, it's a desperate chance, but I've got to do something to get my money back out of that property. I invested the $3,500 I borrowed in the... hello, Mr. Neff? Well, how are you? It's Mr. Ace. Yes, I hadn't heard from you about that Davis Corner, and I think we might do some business if... Well, why don't you come over, Mr. Neff, and we'll talk it over. Well, Can you come right away? You're only a couple of buildings down the street. I'll be glad to wait for... Fine. Fine. Okay, goodbye.
Is he coming?
Right away. Now, look, Jane.
Yes?
Listen carefully, will you? Keep both your ears open.
They're open. Look.
Yes. Now, this is what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to make him believe that the whole thing was a gag.
Gag?
Yes. You were just kidding. Why would you need $100?
To balance my budget.
Oh, I know, but you didn't need it, don't you see? Don't tell him anything about it, but did you tell him about the budget, too?
Yes, he asked me what I needed the $100 for.
Oh, then we'll have to deny that, too.
Just act like we haven't got a budget?
That's it, and as if money meant nothing, you understand? You were just kidding him when you went over there about the note. You had no intention of borrowing money.
I had no intention of borrowing.
That's it. Just laugh it off, as if it was a good joke on him.
Like that?
That's close enough. And that $3,500 you told him I borrowed. Well, I'm denying that entirely. You get it? You were kidding about that, too. We've got to make the old man believe that the whole thing was just a joke. Now, it won't do for you to be here when he gets here. I want you to walk in after he comes in, about 2 or 3 minutes after. You go out this side door. That takes you to the side elevator. You go downstairs and wait, and then come up.
Shall I go now?
No, wait. Wait till we hear him come in the outer office. When he comes in, you go out this side door and down the elevator. That's the only way you can get around the front.
Oh, well, when I come back, I come in the front door?
Of course. Now, please, Jane, let's not have any mistakes this time. Don't ball this thing up again.
I won't, dear. I'll do everything I can. What a dummy I was.
Well, there's no time for that now, Jane. You know what you're supposed to do. Just make him believe that you were kidding him all the time, because I'm going to put it on stronger than ever that I don't need money.
I know, dear. Just laugh about the whole thing.
That's it.
It's going to take a lot of acting, dear, because after what I did to you, I don't feel like laughing.
Well, you'll have to do it, Jane. It's our only chance. I've got to get as much out of that property as I can. It was the one deal I was banking on. With the profit out of this, I can put over some other deals. Wait a minute. Is that somebody out there?
Shall I go now?
Wait a minute. Yes, he's here. Hurry. Out this door, Jane. And remember, be back in about 2 or 3 minutes. Not any longer now. That's about the time it'll take you to get down and back.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Oh, you're coming right back. Go ahead. Here he is.
Well, how long do you expect me to stand out here?
Oh, Mr. Neff, come right in.
Well, it's about time.
My girl must have gone to lunch. I'm sorry. Sit down, Mr. Neff.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I thought you might have changed your mind about that Davis corner, what it's worth.
Changed my mind? Huh. I thought you'd changed your mind.
Oh, I think I offered you the thing at a pretty fair price, Mr. Neff.
Now, look here, young man. When you called me a few minutes ago, I thought you'd come to your senses. From the way you spoke, you made me believe you'd gotten rid of those telephone numbers you were asking for.
Oh, I'm sorry I gave you that impression, Mr. Neff.
Well, then, I guess there's nothing we can talk about.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Maybe we might come to some terms.
If we do, it'll be my terms.
But, Mr. Neff, I happen to know that you need that corner for your development.
Yes? I happen to know that you'd like to sell it for some ready cash.
Oh, now, where did you get that idea?
Never mind, I know.
Well, I don't know what you mean, but just as I told you yesterday, I don't happen to need money at this time.
Oh, you don't?
No, I've had a pretty big year here in my office.
Ah, baloney.
Well, what?
I said baloney. I know what's going on. You young fellas think you're high-pressure businessmen. It'll be a long time before you can put anything over on T.Y. Neff.
Well, I'm not trying to put anything over on you. And the sooner you get that idea out of your mind, Mr. Neff, the quicker we can get together on this deal. Because we are going to get together eventually. Why not now?
Because I happen to know that if I hold out long enough, you'll come to my terms. And I'm holding out. Now, good day, Mr. Neff.
Oh, now, wait. Wait a minute, Mr. Neff.
Wait? What for?
Well, just wait. I mean, sit down and let's try to be calm about this.
I haven't time to sit around here in these highfalutin offices.
But you've only been here 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes mean a lot to me.
Well, one more won't hurt. Just
There's
wait.
There's nothing to wait for. You won't talk my terms.
Well, now, maybe I will.
Well, that's more like it.
Yeah, well, now, if you'll meet me halfway...
You heard my offer. I happen to know you paid $3,500 for that property. $3,500. That amount sound familiar to you?
Yeah, $3,500 sounds familiar.
All right, show it.
Well, what do you mean?
Think it over. I've got business to attend to. I can't be sitting around here all
day. Oh, but Mr. Neff, now, you're not giving me half a chance.
I'm sorry, dear, but the elevator got...
Oh, stuck. Hello, Jane.
Hello, dear.
Well,
hello, Mr. Neff.
So, we meet again.
Again? What do you mean?
She knows what I mean.
Oh, yes. I was downtown all day playing that sign the note game, dear.
Oh, that.
Yes, it was more fun. I played it on Mr. Neff.
Oh, I think Mr. Neff is too busy to play games.
Oh, what's this?
It's a game called sign the note. Yes. You try it out on different people and see if you can get them to sign a note. That's what I was doing when I was over to your office before.
Why, I never heard of it.
Oh, she's always playing jokes on people.
Oh, I'm the one. Yes. He didn't sign it, though, dear. The joke's on him.
On me? Poncho! No joke on me. Didn't you sit there in my office and tell me your husband had borrowed $3,500 on his insurance?
Gee, what?
Yes, I did, dear.
Borrowed $3,500? Well, that's a hot... Oh, that's why you thought I needed money, is it, Mr. Neff? Oh, you sure fell for that. No, it's nothing like that. In fact, I was thinking of closing up my business and going away, taking a long and needed vacation trip.
Yes, we're going on a trip.
Yeah, but you told me he needed money.
Needed money? My husband? Well, I just came up here to get $40, $5 from him for a coat I'm going to buy to wear on the trip. Needed money. Well, give it to me, dear.
What?
The $45.
$45?
For the coat, dear. I know you don't like to have me wearing those cheap coats, but this one is awfully cute. Mr. Neff, how could you think we needed money? Well, come on, dear. I want to go on and do some more shopping.
But Jane,
$45, that's all.
Yes, $45. Well, I don't know if I've got that much on me.
Oh, sure you have. Oh, he's always joking, Mr. Neff. He's got more money. Show him, dear.
Yes, I happen to
there,
have
there, now look at that. There's plenty of filthy liquor there. $45, dear, that's all. $20, $45, that's right. Well, goodbye.
Well, Jane certainly acted her part well. Too well for Mr. Race, we're afraid. But we hope Mr. Neff is impressed. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.